Umnotho weAmerica ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzo slower down ngo-2023 and kulezinto ezimbalwa engingathi yizo ezenza ukuthi kube njalo. Okokuqala, i-inflation. I-inflation is very high and sibona i-Federal Reserve izama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi yehlise i-inflation, ngoba i-inflation yenza ukuthi izinto zidure zonke, from ipeturo, ukudla, landlane, and zonke lezi zinto yizo ezenza measurement yomnotho welizwe. So in the way now i-federal government ezama ukuthi ilwisane la inflation ikuthi bakhuphule ama-interest rates. So ama-interest rates lawo ukukhuphuka kwawo kwenza izinto ukuthola imali kube nzima, ngoba ukukwelede emabhenki kuba nzima. So amabhizinisi amaningi azo-slower down and sizobona i-unemployment rate iqala ukukhuphuka. Khona manje i-unemployment rate is around kubo 3.7%. So sikhangela ukuthi next year ikhuphuke yo 4.6% abantu since abantu bezoqala ukulahlekelwa imisebenzi. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzo imali izoqala ukushota, ukuthi abantu babe beqhubeka beshopa, and then izowenza ukuthi intengo zehle, inflation la ibisisehle.
Abanye abaphikisa uMongameli Joe Biden bathi uyehluleka ukuvuselela umnotho. Wena uyavumelana labo na?
Cha, mina ngivumelani labo abantu uMongameli Biden nehluleko ukuthuthukisa umnotho. Ngithi mina mabakhangele ukuthi sivela kuphi. Ama-problem esilawo wonke amaningi akhona yiwo la akhozelwa yi-COVID, ngoba lokhu kule-supply chain problem esiyibonayo ne-China, ngoba i-COVID e-China ilokhu i-problem enkulu kakhulu. So therefore umhlaba wonke jikelele udiphenda kakhulu kuma-products avela e-China, and so kunzima khona manje ukuthi i-China iproduce because of i-COVID elokhu ikhona e-China. And njalo ngapha futhi sabona i-serious slowdown, ama-business amaningi lahleka ngoba nge-COVID besebehluleka uku-operate. So esikubonayo thina sikhangela kakhulu i-GDP. I-GDP yiyo e-measure intuthuko yelizwe, and i-GDP imeasure ama-activities ayenzakalayo, i-commerce eyenzakalayo elizweni. And sibonile yayihlile i-GDP yehlile kumakhota amabili engingathi awuqala amabili, i-first quarter le-second quarter, kodwa third quarter i-GDP iphikile up kancane. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi with everything okwenzakeleyo nge-COVID, supply chain nale mpi eyenzakalayo e-Russia, khona manje izinto ezidestabilize ama-economies wonke umhlaba jikelele. Thina sibona ukuthi uBiden wenze umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu, ngoba i-America ungakhangela idola khona manje lilokhu likhwela lisiya phezulu against amanye ama-currencies, kutshengisa ukuthi umkhonomo we-America uqinisa.